You've heard people say that there are unwritten rules that we sometimes must observe. Today's story is about such rules and how communities began to change. The story is eye-opening to some, especially depending on where you might live. It's next on The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In some locations in the South, signs designated which race could use certain facilities. Sometimes the words were unwritten in communities like Marfa, Texas.
There would be signs in the windows of businesses saying no Mexicans. I've heard one story of one sign in one store in Marfa, but generally people just knew. It's a small town and kids very quickly learned where they were welcome and where they weren't.
The schools here were under de facto segregation. Although all came to one high school here in Marfa, the situation varied by states from Texas to California. Gretel Ank says the Blackwell School for Hispanic Americans closed here in 1965.
The timing of the actual physical integration was the new school being built because the Blackwell School was the bigger school.
Interestingly, although all students in all grades were now in one school, there was still segregation.
For that first year and for the lower classes, they remained in separate classrooms.
The Blackwell School was used as a vocational building by the school district for a few decades, and then local community members stepped in to keep it. In actuality, they now have a piece of history that had physically vanished in most locations.
Schools like this existed everywhere in Texas and at earlier time periods in other states we know of. But today, as far as we know, we are the only ones with the original schoolhouse still standing and in good condition with the opportunity to use it as a museum.
The Blackwell School is a museum where you can see the story of this chapter of American history, a piece of our past that many Americans did not know existed, but a chapter preserved and shared here. Traveling the countryside in Marfa, Texas, I'm Andrew McRae.